morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing today? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are, one more day, doing some exercise. You and me, pushing you through another session of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. Thank you so much for joining me once again for this Morning Connection podcast. Here you are. You're following through with something that you've identified that can help push you forward. You do it, whether you feel like it or not. Those times you're really enthused, those times when, man, you don't feel like it, but you're going to do it anyway because you know it's for the greater good in the long run. And all those times in between, every time you step up and do those things that you know you should do, you build that trust in yourself. And no matter how the day goes, the week goes, whether it seems like you're pushing forward to those goals, those plans that you have for your life, at least you know you are doing the things. You're living up to your promises. You created a plan and you're executing. And I'll tell you something. At the end of the day, we're always pushing ourselves. We're always wanting more. No matter how well we're doing, there's always that higher level. And we know that when we know we're executing our plan, at least we have that peace of mind that we're doing something. I'll tell you, sitting on the couch hoping, that's frustrating when we're just sitting on the couch doing nothing. So you should congratulate yourself. You should be thankful that you're taking action. And the great thing about this Morning Connection podcast is you're pushing yourself forward in a way that by putting your faith and trust in me, I get to guide you through a series of questions, take you on an emotional ride, stimulate thoughts. Those thoughts make you go on a certain path, taking action. Those actions, they move you forward to those goals, those plans, that vision that you have for your life, or it helps you make the decisions and stay away from doing those things that you know are pushing you away. Now, I'll tell you, as we get more evolved in this whole process, it's not a matter of taking action or not doing those things that we know aren't going to move us forward. Those become easier for us. The real challenge is constantly assessing and evaluating if the way we're thinking that we decided is the path to go. We're constantly asking ourselves, is this the highest and best use of our time? Is there a way to go about your day, your week, your month, your relationships, your friendships, your intimate relationships, your work, your business, your life goals, your financial goals, all those things? Is there a more efficient way to do it? Is there a more effective way to do it? Can I do it more joyfully? Can I not just work hard, but can I work more elegantly, more efficiently, and get the same results or better? We're constantly challenging ourselves if the way that we're going about our lives and going towards those goals, is there a better way? And we're okay with the process. There's always a higher level to shoot for, and there's probably a better way than we're doing right now. We don't just set it and forget it. Even though that would be nice, right? That structure, that certainty. We don't have to constantly ask ourselves, is this the best way? Hey, it's working. I'm doing better than most, right? That's not going to make us happy in the long run. So this mental toughness conditioning, this self-evaluation every single day, allowing me to guide you through the process, it's helping us become more efficient, more elegant in the things that we're doing, even if we're doing pretty darn well already. And I thank you so much for you allowing me to come into your life and poke and prod and ask you these questions, putting your faith and trust in me. I will not let you down. I'm showing up for you every single day. Hey, make sure that you sign up for the Morning Connection newsletter too. Email sent to you. It'll be in your mailbox, your email box, first thing in the morning. Just a thought, something that's going to take you 10, 15 seconds for you to just think about, get your mind going in the right direction first thing every morning. Don't just sign up for it at sltips.com/22. That's sltips.com/22. Don't just sign up for it. Another one of those disciplines, you know, those one of those things when you feel like it or you don't or wherever in between, you hit the email and you read it. You invest those 10 or 15, 20 seconds every single day. This is your life, gosh darn it. And that's one thing that you can do. I was reading the news online, listening to it on the 24-hour news networks here in the United States. There's a VA, Veterans Affairs, scandal going on. And Veterans Affair for the men and women who are veterans of war here in the United States. For those of you listening internationally, the VA Veterans Affairs, they're responsible for giving preferred health care to those who served our country in the military. That's one of the benefits for serving in the military. So the government controls this special health care. And right now there's a scandal. There's the they have it set up at the, from the corporate top-ranking government officials is that they promise veterans health care within a certain period of time, right? So this is a government-run program. And so they found out that they weren't giving these veterans the care or that they promised, or even that the government from the top outlined it the care to be administered to these veterans. And what they found out on the more local level is that to meet the standards that they needed to be working towards, that they were set out, instructed to do, to get the veterans for whatever their medical issues are within a certain period of time, they would have one set of books that they would report to their superiors so that they would be in the guidelines. They would submit one of those books, but that wasn't in reality. In reality, they didn't even come close to meeting those guidelines, those deadlines for the type of care to give these veterans. So they had two sets of books. And it's turning out that they're finding out that they denied or delayed medical care to these veterans just some terribly unsatisfactory amount of time to actually see them for their medical problems. So much so, some of the veterans died in that time period waiting. Some of them, their illness has progressed so far. And definitely, in a lot of, they want the head of the VA to step down. A lot of outrage. A lot of outrage from veterans and everyone around the situation. It just made me think, because yesterday I was listening to the news, and they interviewed this one veteran, and he had some type of growth on his nose, on his face, and they kept on putting off his care. And when he was on the news, he was talking about the type of health care, and they said, "Oh, there's nothing wrong with you." And he took the word, the doctor's word for it, or however they shuffled him around. Anyway, where it turned out something very unfortunate, where this what could have been taken care of earlier in the process, this medical condition, he had to have like half of his face removed, his skin removed, something totally disfiguring just because it was put off for too long. And he was talking about his outrage with the government, with the promise of what the Veterans Affairs promised him. And, I was thinking that's definitely unfair. That's bad news where people put their own corporate goals, so to speak, or their business goals in front of the people that they're set out to serve. But I thought about that a little bit more, and I thought about, wow, what would you do in that situation? And there's something that I talk about during this Morning Connection podcast, that this is your life. This is your life, your happiness, your goals, what you experience. You have one shot to go through life. How aggressively are you taking your life into your own hands? And how much do you put in other people's hands? The first thing I thought about is, and this gentleman, again, it's unfortunate, but he talked about how he knew there was something wrong. He just knew it. And I'm thinking, well, if you knew something, couldn't you have used that rage, your creativity, your determination to find a way to take care of yourself in your life? I mean, hindsight is 20/20, right? You expect the care, okay, well, the doctor. But if you really knew it, couldn't you, go to a different city, get on a Greyhound bus if you don't have the funds, and go, three cities, 100 miles away, and go to another VA hospital and get that opinion? And if that one didn't work, go to another one 200 miles further away from that. How tenacious are you? How determined are you to take care of yourself in life? Right? How much, after a while, is it the other person's fault? And think about it when you go to the grocery store or at the job or you're calling to get service on the phone for whatever it is that you want. And you run into somebody who isn't competent. They're not interested in your life as much as you should be interested in your life. They're the hired help. You know, they have their own goals and plans and dreams. This is a job for them. And believe it or not, you know, we depend on people. And, you know, you have to trust people to a certain extent. But at the same time, ultimately, you have to understand who you're dealing with. Are they as committed to you achieving your goals in life and getting you the care that you want that you are determined to get for yourself? Or do you put too much faith, too much responsibility in other people? Is there a way where he could have found a way, even going to a non-VA hospital? Right? Friends, family, I mean, there are doctors who volunteer their time. Right? We have a lot of resources available to us. We're a lot more powerful than we think sometimes. When we want something badly enough, we will find a way. Right? It's just, as you know, as you get up every single morning to listen to this Morning Connection podcast, you know, I let you know, hey, we're all going through this journey of life together. We got to wake up every single day with our game face on. Make sure on a level scale from 1 to 10, we get as close to a level 10 as humanly possible every single day in the moment, as close as we can, because we know when we have that mental state of creativity, of determination, of tenacity, of grit, of passion, and enthusiasm, we can use all this talent, all this potential, all these resources of using time more effectively and efficiently, the people around us who are willing to help, or maybe we can persuade or convince to help us. All of these options are available to us. It's how determined are we to use them, whether it's in other people or in ourselves. It's a challenge every single day for you, for me, for everybody else. Now, I know that some people may seem that they have their life so together. They make it look easy. They're more disciplined than us. They can work on these things where you're challenged. The truth of the matter is, no matter what level we're at in our lives, how effective and efficient and productive we think other people are compared to us, we're all shooting for a higher level that we've never gone to before. And so we've never been to where we want to go. So if you consider somebody on the top of the food chain, he's shooting for a higher level to a place he's never gone. So he doesn't have that absolute certainty that he can get there. He's driven. He may have some confidence, but he has never been to where he is. That top level high producer pushing himself to a place he's never gone before, that creates he doesn't have that 100% certainty. And also, obviously, the people who are challenged, who can't figure it out for whatever reasons, you know, they want to get to the next level, and they can't figure it out. They're not 100% certain. So wherever you put yourself in, we're all going to that next level. We've never been there before. We're all challenged. We all have to get up in the morning with our game face on, focused on our goals, our plans. And what I talk about is when we have that overriding vision, whether it's something we work on every single day, because we listen to a podcast that gets us focused in on mental toughness conditioning, and we think about it more often than other people do. Whatever it is, we have to wake up every single morning focused. We have to be conscious of our thoughts and our actions. Are we getting closer to those goals? Some people, they're better at it without maybe all the coaching or all the push, right? But we're all going through the same challenge and the same journey. It's important you realize that people don't have it easier than us, even though it may appear to be that they have it easier than us, or they have this awesome track record, right? Everybody's going to that higher level. Every single day, we have to get up with our game face on and question every moment of the day, how close are we to that level 10 of resourcefulness, of passion, enthusiasm, tenacity, right? So with that being said, how much are you relying on your own ability to dictate your own future versus putting maybe too much responsibility for our own destiny on other people. Whether it's that your spouse, are you expecting them too much to affect your mood or to make your life better? Right? Your husband, your wife, you know, your boss, is it his job to make your financial future better? You know, when you call up for service and you're having a challenge with somebody who represents this big, gigantic company, right? I know you put your faith and trust that this company is going to come through, but do you realize there's an 18-year-old girl on the other end who just pushes you off? Well, you can go to the website to do that. Or no, we don't have that. And you, just like the veteran who wanted that healthcare, you know that you're not getting the information that you need. Maybe that 18-year-old girl is having a problem with her boyfriend. All right, maybe she's had some unfortunate events. Maybe she's not even close to a level 10 and performing her job. And you know what the information that she's giving you is not accurate. Do you hang up and do you call again, hoping to get one of the other 20 operators? Do you call the competition? Right? Do you do whatever the hell it takes to get what you want? You know, not being rude. It's just, do you take the first no and do you go away? Because this big company should be taking care of you. You put your faith and trust in this big company to come through, this big organization, and you know they're not treating you well, and then you stop right there. Do you stop at the first no, the second no, the fifth no? How tenacious are you? This is your life, gosh darn it. You know, you need to really think about that. You know, I talked to my wife, and this is something that, you know, we talk about. This is an area that, you know, just like all of us, we all have something to improve upon. And, you know, she's getting better, so much better at, you know, thinking beyond what is told to her by the authority, right, by the website, by the person she calls, by, you know, healthcare professionals, whatever it may be, that there's an individual on the other line who your life, even though we want the best service, we expect the best, but when we know or we're not quite certain, we're getting told accurate information, do you stop at no? And now, instead of you having to use all this mental and emotional resources to make our life better, now we have an excuse to not push further. Oh, well, that's what they told me. An 18-year-old girl told you that. You knew at that time that you weren't getting the right information, but you stopped there. You get to alleviate yourself from that pressure of pushing forward, and then you go on to your other problems and challenges, and you gave away that responsibility of your life to somebody else. Well, what am I supposed to do? That's the answer they gave me. There's a lot of things that you can do. There's a lot more things that you can do. You know, getting back, you know, before we were having my daughter, Brooklyn, like for healthcare. Now, my particular healthcare, since we're kind of on that topic, you know, I purchased it a long time ago, so I'm grandfathered in to a certain plan. So, you know, we were planning ahead. I wanted the best healthcare for my wife, and I wanted the best hospital for her to deliver Brooklyn in. And so, you know, we planned ahead, and so, you know, she was calling in. And I don't know how much you've dealt with, you know, healthcare, at least here in the United States. It's complex. Not, you don't just sign up for a plan and then just expect the best. You have to ask a lot of questions, or it's going to be, you know, unfortunately, like the VA, that veteran, we're going to find out, well, maybe I didn't get the best care possible. You have to ask a million questions. You have to make sure you get a person who really is there to help you and not just someone who's just doing their job. Well, like I said, we had our plans, and she needed to switch her plan. Really, I really wanted to upgrade her plan and spend the money that it took to have the best plan for, you know, us having our daughter. And so I would say, hey, you know, with all the things that I was doing, I'd say, hey, did you get that new plan? Did you follow up? And, you know, first she said, you know, with the who we have and Blue Cross, Anthem Blue Cross is who we have. I mean, And this was before, here in the United States, the Health Care Act, the Obamacare. And, I mean, you would literally have to wait hours on the phone. And I'd be in the other room and I can hear, you know, the music playing because she has the phone on speakerphone. I mean, and she had to be tenacious to get this plan. But just think, I said, you have to connect down the road of if you don't get this plan, forget about the financial part of it, but the health care that we really want. Or you can be tenacious and stay on this line. Well, then, so after all that time and all the runaround and all the different departments, all those buttons you push, well, then, you know, the person got on the line and directed her to the website to fill out her application for the upgrade of insurance. And what happened was is that, you know, now you're on this website and it's complicated, right? And you're pushing this button. Do you want this? Do you want this? You know, it isn't like you buy healthcare every single day. And I said, you know what? And so then what happened, and this is a story, so think of how this applies to you in your life. And so what she did, you know, with her, she was working back then and in her busy day and everything, and she's got to have this new skill set and figure out this whole new Rubik's Cube, this whole new jigsaw puzzle on, you know, how to sign up for this insurance. Not doing it, probably hasn't done it more than a couple times in her entire life. Now it's on this website. Figure out this daunting project with everything that she's got going, and she knows its importance. So much so, and again, think about where this may apply to your life, that she was putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. Well, there's a deadline that before we got pregnant, it had to be done. You can't just put it off. And so I just said, you know what? And I didn't really know that process. They put her off to the website. I go, look, call up that number. That's what their job is for. They're the experts. They handle this hundreds of times a day, definitely hundreds of times a month. You just got a bad person who's servicing you, and they have to field all these phone calls. They probably get paid exactly the same, whether they help walk you through the process and sign you up on the other end, take your information manually, or they push you to the website. She gets paid the same amount. So, and maybe even is her performance is how many people she calls she gets through. So those people who aren't persistent to get the best service, you know, it's easy just to push them off. Okay, go to the website. And then you have this big challenge that you probably put off. I said, get on that phone and call them and force them. And when she did that, and she wasn't one of those people who would just go to the website, she got great service and handled it, you know, probably within minutes after signing up for this new, better healthcare. We got pregnant with our daughter, Brooklyn. Just think of what would happen. You know, so, you know, if the cost, the hospital we want to go to, their doctors, if we didn't have that later on, what good would it have done to tell me, oh, my God, we got screwed. Oh, I can't believe it. You know, that insurance company, those people, such bad service. They could have taken, you know, my application. They just gave bad service. And so now we're not at the right hospital. We're all more bills or whatever, right? Whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? And if you really think about it, you can apply that to everything in life. You know, are we stopping at the first no? Are we taking control of our destiny? We're asking a question. And I'm not saying to be confrontational or distrusting in other people. But the bottom line, you have to understand who's on the other end. How motivated are they? Even though they represent this big company that's supposed to give great service, that's their job. It's an individual on the other end who doesn't care about your life as much as you do. Are you taking the first no, doing what they say without even questioning it? How badly are you connecting? Are you putting too much responsibility for your life in other people? You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, you know, and you know, he's talking to me about some things that he wants to accomplish. And, he was talking about, okay, see, he had these things that he wanted, some business things, some resumes or brochures or whatever that he had, and he went to the local Kinko's here in town. And, you know, he had all these things that he wanted to print up that'll get him ahead, right? And he's really determined. He's really excited to share that with me because, you know, he's really determined to take his life to the next level. And, you know, he talked about at this Kinko's, and it's this printing place where you get this type of material printed off. He's talking to me about how, you know, outraged he was about the service that he got. So, you know, he had it all ready to print out this material that was going to really help him. And the clerk there said, "I'm sorry, sir, we don't print just one of these. This is for businesses. We don't just print one." All right. And that's fine. Hey, whether that's true or not true, you're not going to get everything you want, right, when you want it. And then so he probably told me how he went to the next place, and then they were nice to him, right? They got it, that one printed for him, which is fine. Great, tenacity. Try one more time, achieve your goal. The challenge that I had is he went on and on. He goes, "You know what? That girl, I'll tell you, just she doesn't know. Yeah, I may have printed one, but she doesn't know what kind of businessman I am. She doesn't know all the business that she could have lost by not giving me that, printing this out for me, and sticking to the rules or whatever is inconvenient. Boy, that they lost out on a lot of business, potential business, because I'm not going to forget that." And I can understand those feelings and emotions. But what I said to him was, "You know, do you think that she really cares? I know that's her job to care. It's probably like an 18-year-old girl. She's not worrying about all the business that she lost from you." Although he being tenacious and, you know, going and getting what he wanted done, the other thing is stopping at the first no there. "Hey, may I speak with your supervisor? Hey, look," and explaining it and not saying no, at least using all your resources. Now, this guy is... he is charming. He describes himself as charming and resourceful. The thing about it is it's using that charm and resourcefulness to build rapport and playfulness, whatever it takes to get what you want in the moment, instead of causing all this frustration where that 18-year-old clerk at this Kinko's caused him so much frustration. Well, you don't have time for that frustration. You don't even put your emotions in your life in somebody else's life. If it works, it works. If it's not, you move on. It's just a person on the other end. It's all about you. It's all about you taking control of your own destiny. And that can apply to so many situations in life. Same gentleman he talked about, you know, I said, "Hey, why don't you do this?" And he goes, "Oh, my wife wouldn't like that." I go, "Well, can't you convince her why she should like it? Most of the things in life that put you ahead, you may not like it at first. You may not get the support at first, right? It's your job to use your charm and your skill set to convince them. You don't stop at the first no, and you certainly don't go towards what you want because somebody might not like it when you have all these options, all this ability to convince them, to persuade you. If that's what you want, it's taking that in your hands, right? So just some things to think about. How tenacious are you? It's your life. How much responsibility for your life are you putting in other people's hands when you can take full control over that? And again, I'm not saying being aggressive or dismissive or distrustful, all right? But understanding other people aren't as invested in your life as you are. Nobody is. Nobody should be. Because when you don't get what you want, when things don't turn out well, you have yourself to blame if you haven't exhausted every single resource, every bit of charm, every bit of ability, every bit of intelligence and emotion and whatever tricks you have up your sleeve. If you haven't used it all, you have yourself to blame. Something for you to think about here today. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that moment yesterday when you said, "Man, life is pretty cool"? 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, that material possession, that option, that experience that job, that career, that relationship, what you ultimately want. That's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this matter, going for whatever it is you want, not stopping at the first no, using all your resourcefulness to get you what you want in a joyful, happy way, creating win-win situations, not putting too much responsibility in other people who may or may not be interested in us achieving our goals. They may be totally neutral. Maybe they just need to be persuaded to help us at a higher level. It's going to take months, if not years, of you stepping in that manner, being that type of person, that type of tenacity, taking full responsibility, even though you put your faith and trust in some business or other person. You have the power to persuade and influence them. What would be that thing? Visualize right now for 3 seconds. If you've been through this Morning Connection podcast, you've done this before, get more clear on what that is. Something to think about all throughout the day is what you're doing right now. Is it really helping you get closer to those, what you really want, that result that you really want, the big goal that you really want? It's not just a distraction, even though it keeps you busy, it's okay, but it really takes you away from being effective and efficient and moving elegantly towards that really big result that you really want. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get to that big result? And what is that result? I ask you that all the time. I've already answered this 5 podcasts ago. Continue to think about it. I can't tell you how many times what I thought I was shooting for, the emotion that I really wanted, you know, once I got there, that isn't what I really wanted. That wasn't the feelings and emotion that I really wanted. It was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. While I thought it was a step on my way to that awesome Thanksgiving dinner that I talk about. If you're new to this podcast, you'll hear me refer to that metaphor and analogy of the Thanksgiving dinner and all the trimmings and the feelings and emotions and the family. That's what the things that you really want in life. Where a short-term thing is the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's nourishing. It feels good for now. It feeds you. Keeps you functioning. But it's not you eating that peanut butter and jelly sandwich may curb your hunger to really go for that Thanksgiving dinner. That's going to take months, if not years, of you moving forward and not getting satisfied with the short-term things. They actually get in the way of the long-term result. Thank you so much for joining me once again on this Morning Connection podcast. But congratulations to you for one more day of you following through. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.